We turn in the scriptures to the 22nd chapter of 1 Kings. 1 Kings 22, the very last chapter of 1 Kings. And this evening we'll be reading verses 41 through the end of the book. 41 through 53 of 1 Kings 22. First Kings 22, verse 41, this is the word of the Lord. Now Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, became king over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he became king, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. He walked in all the way of Asa his father. He did not turn aside from it, doing right in the sight of the Lord. However, the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense on the high places. Jehoshaphat also made peace with the king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat and his might which he showed and how he warred, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? The remnant of the Sodomites who remained in the days of his father Asa, he expelled from the land. Now there was no king in Edom. A deputy was king. Jehoshaphat made ships of Tarshish to go to Ophir for gold, but they did not go, for the ships were broken at Ezion-Geber. And Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, said to Jehoshaphat, "Let my servants go with your servants in the ships." But Jehoshaphat was not willing. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of his father David. And Jehoram, his son, became king in his place. Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, became king over Israel and Samaria in the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. And he reigned 2 years over Israel. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. So he served Baal, and worshipped him, and provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger according to all that his father had done. That is God's word. The chapter closes. Remember, this is not the end of Kings, because Kings, 1 and 2 Kings are one book. But here, the chapter closes with a look at both the northern and southern kingdoms. The first, the southern kingdom of Judah. It was in Ahab's fourth year. That is Ahab, the one that we've been looking at for the past few chapters, the king of Israel. In his fourth year, Jehoshaphat became king of Judah in the southern kingdom. And with Jehoshaphat in verses 41 to 50, we notice a theme. Though he is righteous, he did right in the sight of the Lord, just as his father had done. Though he is righteous, he is foolish. He is a man of compromise. We started the scene that last Lord's Day. Judah is a place that is not desirous of to worship Baal. Jehoshaphat is a man who walked in the way of his father. He did what was upright in the sight of Yahweh. Yet he made peace, it says, with Ahab. And thus he made peace with his son Ahaziah. When the ships, when he started talking about Edom there and the ships sending them down there were broken up in verse 48. And Ahaziah, the king in Israel, the northern kingdom, wanted to work together with Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, southern kingdom. Jehoshaphat declined. But the author of the Kings, the book of Kings, and the book of Chronicles, which 1 and 2 Chronicles are one book as well, we see there a parallel account in the Chronicles of what we see here. And both showing that this peace between northern and the southern kingdom, between Ahab and Jehoshaphat and Ahaziah and Jehoshaphat, this peace was not a good thing. It was a perilous thing for Judah. We saw last Lord's Day the peace between Ahab and Jehoshaphat. Even we know elsewhere that Ahab's daughter, we'll see in a few chapters from now, Ahab's daughter becomes the wife of Jehoshaphat's son, Jehoram. And what we see is that Jehoshaphat compromised in that act. He imitated the behavior of Ahab. He allowed for a Baalite to marry his son, most likely as a political move to create this so-called peace between the northern and southern kingdoms. It was this compromise, it was this striving after so-called peace that we'll see in 2 Kings 11 that almost ends redemptive history. The line of David is almost wiped out by this woman of Ahab's daughter. And why did all that happen? Because a godly king, Jehoshaphat, imagined one could practice peace, could practice ecumenism with apostates. Verse 44, Jehoshaphat also made peace with the king of Israel. And so beware, beloved, even the righteous, even those in authority can fail and make stupid decisions, foolish decisions. The last three verses then focuses on Ahab's son, Ahaziah, and the northern kingdom of Israel. Ahaziah reigned 2 years, whereas Jehoshaphat reigned 25 years. The theme of Ahaziah and his life, we see, is also his foolishness, but not the foolishness of one who is righteous, but one who is wicked, because he walks in rebellion. This man walked in the way of his father. Other kings who have done evil in the sight of the Lord, they walked in the ways of their father. This adds also in the way of his mother, Jezebel, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who is always, or seems to be always considered the most evil king in all of Israel. And so he did evil in the sight of Yahweh. Ahaziah did. What did he do? He served Baal, a first false god. He continued that worship of his father. He worshipped him. He provoked Yahweh, the true God, to anger. And what does this imply, since he did all that his father had done? He did the same thing. Verse 53, so he served Baal, he worshipped him, provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger according to all that his father had done. What does this imply? That he will receive the same judgment that his father had. Ahab, who we learned last Lord's Day, was put to death because of Yahweh's promise. And so that's what will happen to this Ahaziah. If we're looking at this chapter, Yahweh has promised this is what's going to happen to you, Ahab, and to your sons after you. If we're thinking about that and his promises, if we're ourselves ones who goad Yahweh to anger and to by our defiance of him, why would we think we deserve any different than these two men, Ahab and his son Ahaziah? We realize exactly what Jesus said, that we face the one who is able to destroy both soul and body and soul in hell. Beloved, do not provoke Yahweh to anger. Do not compromise for peace, or so-called peace. True peace in Scripture is based in the Word of God and truth. Do not compromise for peace, but be faithful to the Lord and obey Him fully. That is what we learn here. Let's pray. Our Father, we do thank You for this, Your Word. We thank You for these two men, Jehoshaphat and Ahaziah, and how they teach us good things. They teach us what not to do. They also teach us what to do. Jehoshaphat teaches us to be righteous and follow the ways of our godly fathers before us. Even in Jehoshaphat's case of putting out the Sodomites, and he should have to destroy those high places. Father, we thank You for his life, and it testifies of even the ability of the Christian, the ability of one who is righteous to act foolishly, striving after peace which is not true peace. Lord, we all desire peace. We desire peace with the world, where there is hostility and enmity between us and the seed of Satan. We desire peace in the church. We desire peace in our lives. And so Jehoshaphat's desire may have been well and good, and yet he went about it the wrong way. We cannot find peace with those who are apostate, with those who are at enmity with us. No true peace can occur. There will always be hostility. There will always be enmity between the seed of the woman, those who follow Jesus Christ, and the seed of the serpent, those who follow not Jesus Christ, but follow their father, the devil. Father, give us a great understanding of this truth. That peace can only occur when the truth of the gospel is agreed upon. And the true doctrine in your word is being proclaimed and agreed to. Father, we thank you for the righteousness of Jehoshaphat, and yet we ask that you would warn us even with his foolishness not to fall in the same way. And then Father, with Ahaziah, we ask that you would teach us, especially those who are far from you, who are here and yet do not know you, of what will come upon them for their evil and false worship. Since they do not worship you, they worship other gods. We do not know what those gods are, and yet you do. And perhaps they do. Father, cause them to see the warning here of what will come upon such who worship false gods and do not worship the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Father, we ask that you would give us comfort. Comfort us with your Son. Cause us to see him. We ask that you would heal bodies, those who are struggling. We think often of Bob and Marie and Sharon and Dina. We do ask that you would heal those who are sick, who are not feeling well. We ask that you would bring Josh home safely from his trip. And ask that you would bless those who take trips at the end of the year here and in this next week to visit family and whatnot. Father, we praise you. We thank you for your word, that you reveal it to us, that you show us this history of Israel where they have failed to keep your covenant, that we might not fall into the same sins. Lord, spare us from such things. When temptation comes, cause us to turn to you and resist the devil, that he would flee from us. We call upon you because you are the God who hears and answers prayer, who calls us to come boldly before the throne of grace. So supply to us every need and grant us your favor. Only because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.